KKHT wants you to meet three of the classiest guys in real estate. The Real Estate Rat Pack. They're here to take your calls and answer your questions live. Call now, 1-800-808-5548. And now, the Real Estate Rat Pack.
And welcome back. You know, we have a great realtor in the office. We have a great lendor in the office. We have a great creditor in the office. We have a great buildor in the office.
We got all the ors covered.
We have all the ors covered right now, don't we, Rob?
Well, there were some ers in there, but that's okay.
Yeah. We're coming back right now. What we are talking about the burbs, real estate in the burbs. And we say that in a fun way because a lot of what's happening in Houston obviously has been spreading out. It's been going all around the city. And so obviously we've covered so far the Woodlands. We've covered also the Kingwood, Humble, Atascocita area. Now let's go down south a little bit. And going down south, we want to go actually down to the League City area. And we have a very special guest. Joe, you want to introduce her?
I would love to introduce the Monica Foster.
The Hello. Monica Foster.
The one and only.
In the studio, well, live, right
that.
Here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I have tons of friends on Facebook, and this is where I know lots of people from is Facebook. You know,
right.
And we have a huge audience out there, and I have lots of friends. And I was just out in her area here a couple days ago and ran into two people I've known on Facebook for like 3 years, saw them for the first time ever in person. Isn't that the wonderful world of the online community? But Monica is one of my Facebook friends as well.
That is great. Well, Monica, let us know a little bit about you and, more importantly, what all's going down in your neck of the woods.
Well, I am one of RE/MAX's top producing agents, ranked number 411 worldwide.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, she's got the 411.
The 411, that's right. I think you put that on Facebook.
That is correct. I'm recycling jokes here.
That's right.
For pointing that out, Monica.
The biggest thing going on in my neck of the woods right now, and I think in all of Houston, is a lack of inventory. We don't have a lot of homes on the market. What that's doing is should be driving prices up, but it's causing demand. Buyers are fighting with other buyers for homes. So
you must have been speaking with Rob prior to the show, because that's all Rob talks about every time we're on the show is anyone out there who wants to list their home.
Do it now.
Do it now.
It's a great time. Absolutely.
So it is systemic. We're having inventory shortage. But a lot of the fear is that they put their house on the market. They get 10 offers. Where do I move? Is that what you're finding?
That is what I'm finding. In fact, I just had to withdraw one of my listings because they have nowhere to go. And so they're not going to sell until they know where they're going. They're moving up. I just had that happen to another client that I sold their home recently. They ended up having to rent. So I think a lot of people don't know where to go at this point. And of course, when we withdraw that listing, it's also taking another home off the market.
Where do you find the move-up market is? Is it basically they're in an existing home, they want to move to a new home, or are they looking to be in another existing home community?
I'm getting a good mix of both. I've got some of my sellers that are building brand new homes, and then I have some that are also moving to an existing home within the Clear Lake area. They want to stay, obviously, with the schools. So.
And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Clear Lake, obviously, over the past couple of years with what's going on with NASA, with them not having a clear directive, and yet we're seeing a lot of growth going on down there. What's driving a lot of that growth of individuals moving to the coast, moving down south? What is driving a lot of that?
We have the expansion of Ellington Field, so that's been bringing people to the area. We also have UTMB down on the island, and no offense to anybody on the island, but most people don't want to live on the island. They want to obviously live League City, Clear Lake, Friendswood, and so we've got those people, and of course, oil and gas industry is still prevalent.
Still prevalent over there, and it's not that far away. I mean, a lot of the ones that are going over, especially some of the refineries, et cetera, still want to come over and live. And then, you know, I tell everybody is you also have a lot of individuals who just like the ocean-type living. You know, if you go out there, if you look at Tuscan Lakes, for example, if you look at a lot of stuff going on in Kima, they just like that environment. They enjoy it. They like being close to the coast on the weekends, taking their boats out. It's just a lifestyle change, and it's a lifestyle, a way that people like to live a lot of times.
Exactly, and I'm actually seeing buyers who are buying second homes or townhomes who may live up in Conroe or Magnolia, and they want to be out on the water on the weekend, and so what better way than to obviously just purchase something to live in for the weekend.
And obviously, one of the things that we always like to ask this question, are you seeing a lot of new development that you're selling into, or is it a good mix of pre-owned homes and new homes that are going in right now?
My numbers for new construction have actually gone up this year, whereas in the past I haven't really dealt with that. It's mostly been resale. My numbers have gone up this year, so I'm seeing a lot of people buying. And League City, just heavy development there. Same thing with Pearland.
And one of the things, are, you know, we talked about this a bit earlier, and I always like to ask every realtor this question, is how are you combating right now the fact that you're getting these multiple offers? You're obviously representing buyers. How are you setting them up the same way for success when they're getting out there and trying to look for a property?
I'm trying to counsel my buyers to come in, and if they really like a home, make a fair offer. Don't come in and lowball, because it's not going to work. Be prepared to possibly pay over list price, but it's a mindset that's very hard for them to get out of, because we've been in a buyer's market for the last few years.
No, I definitely agree. Right now, we actually have a call-in specifically for somebody in the Clear Lake area. Actually, Rose, are you online right now?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Oh, well, welcome to the Real Estate Rat Pack Show. I hear you have a question. Feel free to ask it.
Okay, I just want to say I love you guys' show. That is a great job.
Thank you very much.
Actually, my parents live in the Friendswood area, and I'm thinking about within a year or two moving down to that area with them. And I wanted to know about the Clear Lake area in a year or two, what the housing market would be like.
Monica, get your crystal ball out.
Yeah.
What's going to be like in 2 years, then please let the rest
of us know.
Will
there be any houses left in a year or two?
You know, that's hard to say. It's not an easy question to answer, because we never know where the market's going with what's going on with NASA. There's just no way to answer that. Right now, again, shortage of inventory. So if you were buying right now, you would just need to be prepared to be in a bidding war. But unfortunately, I don't have any way to know where the market's going to be at in a couple of years. I wish I did.
But right, exactly. I'd be betting right now.
Yeah.
rates are still historically low, though.
Well, you know,
so you're going to pay a fair price for the house, but your rates are so low. I mean, this is still a perfect storm. It's a great time.
Absolutely.
Well, and we talk about that. There is a perfect storm right now. Rates are in a historic low again. The one thing that we still have, and this is something we're very fortunate about, is we still have homes that are very reasonable, even though there's multiple bid situations going in, as compared to other areas who had the same situation going on, i.e. California, and who was going up a lot more than what the market could bear. So we're still seeing it's that perfect storm. Where it's going to be 2 years from now, no one knows. I can tell you this, though. Rates are not going to be where they are today, okay? And hopefully, as the city right now is bringing in an average of like 150,000 jobs a year, almost 200,000 jobs a year. So as we continue to bring in more jobs, that's going to continue to put pressure on the housing market to either build more or to sell more as far as inventory out there.
Absolutely. Now, Monica, I'd like to know one thing, because some of the things I'm hearing from realtors around the city is that they're getting multiple offers, so they're offering over list price. And then, of course, they get into the situation where it might be $25,000, $30,000 over list price, and then it doesn't appraise. Are you seeing that in your area?
I am seeing that. But, you know, I'm seeing that on homes that are priced where they should be, not over list price. I recently had one of my listings in Pearland that did not meet value. And you would think, with demand being high and supply being low, that these prices would be going up and these appraisers would be compensating. And they're not. Some of them are not doing it.
So here's, you know, we still have Rose on the line. Rose, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So here's maybe, like, if she's looking in the next year out in that area, since we have Gian here with us, what, maybe this can be a little segue for you. If a family was looking to move out into that area, what kind of time frame, if they were going to be purchasing a new home, to build home, what kind of time frame would they need to look at if a year was their range in moving out into that area?
You know, that's a great question, especially in League City with what we have with windstorm and things like that. I would say literally 6 months from the time you put a pen to paper for the contract and pen to paper for the closing documents. It's not – when people come into the sales centers, we ask, you know, what's your time frame? Like, oh, 6 months out. Well, great, you came in today. This is perfect timing, because you'll be settling in 6 months.
What communities do you guys have out in the Clear Lake area?
Currently, we have four. We have Hidden Lakes, which is right across from Tuscan Lakes, relatively new community, opened up last year. We have Westwood, Westover Park, and the Peninsula, which is our crown jewel down there on Clear Lake. So we have four active communities. We're actually going to be opening three more business units over the next quarter. So we're gearing up for that growth. We actually have 50 inventory homes around Houston that we have in the hopper to try to meet this pent-up demand. You know, traffic year-to-date is up about 8%. Sales are up about 8%. But what's interesting is if you look at Metro Study from last month, traffic is up 33% year-over-year from March of 2013 versus 2012.
Those are pretty impressive numbers, because if you look at it right there, you're outselling the demand actually right now.
So for the caller there, Rose, at least a six-month time frame looking at a new build. You've got four communities out in that area. Ballpark, what are the price points, the range in those communities?
Again, from the upper ones to the peninsula, you're probably getting in the mid-threes to start. Our average price in most of our communities is about $240,000, and peninsula probably closer to $500,000.
Well, Rose, if you're still there, let me definitely recommend checking out some of Guillen's house. I've been in actually a number of their communities out there doing classes and functions like that. They build a fantastic product, and I actually didn't know you had the price point that low in that area. So that's great to hear as well. 190s on up.
Yes.
So hopefully that kind of helped you out there, Rose.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, well, I know we're coming up on a break. Be sure to give us a call, just like Rose there. A lot of you guys out there have questions about the show. We want to make sure you can get a hold of Monica as well. Monica, do you have a phone?
I do have a phone.
That
Thank goodness.
That is so cool.
That is awesome.
I'm so up on technology now. I do have a phone, yeah. You can reach me on my cell phone, 281-387-8805, or you can visit my website at realtybymonica.com.
So Rose can give Monica a call in that area.
That's right.
And definitely do so. Let me tell you, down there, a top-notch realtor, give her a call if you're out there, especially you, Rose. You're out there looking. Even if it's right now, give her a call. She'll definitely walk you through the process. You know, there's nothing wrong with getting that relationship started now so that a year or 2 years from now, you have a trusted relationship to walk you through that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And so, well, Monica, thank you very much for being on board today.
Well, thank you.
For all those listening, we're coming up against a break right now. Man, time flies when you're having fun. But again, you can always call us at 800-808-5548. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.